Hi, I'm Sara Lawati, and I am back with another destination for Off the Beaten Track, a segment in which I take you on a little adventure to the strangest, most peculiar corners of the world. We're going to visit places that don't often grace the covers of travel brochures, for reasons which you will soon find out. There are very few things in life that are as enjoyable as a morning stroll on a frosty day. Add to it a view of the stunning Himalayan peaks, and you have a combination that's nothing short of majestic. Such was the life of a forest ranger one winter morning in 1942, as he made his way to the glacial shores of Rupkund Lake in the Himalayan summits of India. Yet the Lone Ranger was greeted with a bone-chilling sight. Hundreds of skeletal remains gaping at him, some with the flesh still clinging onto their bones. Talk about a rude awakening. When the snow began to melt that summer, hordes of other skeletons, about 800 to be exact, could be seen through the clear water. And so the lake came to be known colloquially as Skeleton Lake. Because this discovery happened amid the Second World War, British soldiers in India immediately jumped to the conclusion that these were the remains of Japanese soldiers that had attempted a secret invasion. Science quickly dispelled that theory, as the remains appeared to be much, much older than that. We're talking at least 800 years old. But there were still a lot of unanswered questions regarding these skeletons. What had happened to all these people? Why were they in the mountains? And when and how did they die? One explanation that the locals turned to involves a perilous pilgrimage to honor the Hindu goddess Nanda Devi. Legend tells of a story where Nanda Devi left her home near Rupkund Lake to visit a distant kingdom. When she got there, she felt unwelcomed and was treated rudely by the king and queen. Filled with rage, Nanda Devi cursed the kingdom, unleashing drought and destruction on its lands and infesting the milk and rice with maggots. The king and queen then decided to embark on a journey to Nanda Devi's home to appease the goddess. Now, this pilgrimage is the longest and most dangerous one in India and takes you through a route known as the Path of Death. What could possibly go wrong? In an extravagant display of remorse, the king and queen brought with them a crowd of dancing courtesans and musicians. This was the absolute worst thing to do because Nanda Devi despised earthly pleasures. Naturally, she shoved the dancing girls down into the underworld. The pits into which they are said to have sunk are still visible high on a mountainside. She didn't stop there, though. According to the legend, she sent down a blizzard of hail and a whirlwind, which swept all the pilgrims on the path of death into the lake. Their skeletons are a warning to those who would dare disrespect the goddess. I think she may have overreacted a little, but what do I know? For the cynics out there, if you think the story offered no viable explanation, I have some other theories for you. Take your pick. Could this have been a deadly epidemic that wiped out hundreds of people in one go? Could the skeletons be remnants of a lost army? Or perhaps this was a case of ritual suicide. Maybe Rupkund was even an abandoned graveyard. The truth is, the bones showed no evidence of battle, ritual suicide, murder, or disease. Nor was Rupkund a cemetery. Most of the individuals were healthy and between the ages of 18 and 35 years old. So we still have one major unanswered question. Who on earth are these people? To get to the bottom of this mystery, bone samples were sent to Oxford University for carbon dating. The analysis revealed some curious findings. First, that the victims had perished in a single event and had died instantaneously within hours of one another. And second, that the people who died were split into two distinct groups. Group A were tall and rugged with long heads, while Group B were of medium height, lightly built, and had round heads. Some of these skulls also had fractures on the crown, which did not come from a weapon injury. Rather, it looked like it had actually come from a round and heavy object, like hailstones. Could it be that the Nanda Devi legend had some truth to it? So baffling was this finding that in 2015, the most brilliant minds got together to attempt to solve this never-ending puzzle. Researchers from various universities, including Harvard, MIT, and the Anthropological Survey of India, set out to examine these bones from a fresh perspective. Well, as fresh as it can be when you're looking at human remains from hundreds of years ago. What's even more curious is that subsequent analysis of the DNA showed that some skeletons, as expected, were from South Asian descent or came from the Indian subcontinent. But 14 others were traced back to Eastern Mediterranean roots. How on earth did 14 Greeks find themselves in the midst of a Hindu pilgrimage? I hate to leave you on a cliffhanger, pun not intended, but this archaeological mystery remains unsolved. Who knows, maybe one of you curious listeners might find the answer. If you do, you know where to find us. Until next time.